Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another lemon-scented episode of Humor at Work. So I want to talk about how anticipating needs is the key to great service in any organization and the key to innovation. And I thought of this topic through a kind of circuitous route. When I was, well, talking to my iPhone, how is it that iPhone's virtual assistant Siri has a better sense of humor than some people I've worked with in the past? You know, when I ask her, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Her responses, among about, I think, 8 different answers that she gives, include things like 42, that can't be right, or I imagine that groundhogs would prefer a different question for a change, or, well, since a woodchuck is really a groundhog, the correct question would be, how many pounds in a groundhog's mound when a groundhog pounds hog mounds? Pretty funny. Now, not only does this demonstrate that some computers really do have better senses of humor than some humanoids, it's also a very clever example of how a company can slip some humor into unexpected locations or situations. So if you want to surprise your customers, think about opportunities where you can kind of sneak some humor their way unexpectedly. A great service idea. The second point, though, this illustrates is that clearly some very smart programmers anticipated that goofballs like me would ask Siri this question. Being able to anticipate the needs of your goofballs, customers, partners, employees, or boss before they even know they have them is a hallmark of truly inspiring service and inspiring leadership. And real innovation is about anticipating the future needs and wants of your customers and anticipating challenges and opportunities headed your way. So think about the role anticipating needs plays in the success of your career and your business. And in case some of you non-serious folks are curious, Siri's response to who's on first is correct. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Although, you know, she could probably use some coaching with her comedic timing. And now my fun at work tip. Here's 5 simple ways to make sure your meetings start on time, which, by the way, is one of the top meeting pet peeves in surveys. 1, have an arrival time 10 minutes before the official start of the meeting. This gives people time to grab a coffee and catch up socially. 2, kick off the meeting with a fun ritual that is so darn fun, people won't want to miss it because it's so darn fun. I've got a handout with 60 fun ways to kick off your meeting. If you want one, you send me an email, mike@mikekerr.com, and I'll make sure you get one. 3, do a door prize draw for something small. It doesn't have to be big, like a free coffee at the very start of the meeting. So you have to be there to be able to win. 4, assign a penalty, a fun penalty for late arrivals. Maybe $1 into your social charity fund. Or let it be known that they have to sing a Celine Dion song. Or that they have to provide the food for the next meeting. And 5, do what they do at similar industries and lock the door. And yes, even if it's the CEO who is late at similar, the meeting goes on without him. And now the quote of the week by Dan Zevin. Never wear a baseball cap backwards to a job interview unless you are applying for a job as an umpire. Good advice, Dan. Thank you for that. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, I want to remind you of the importance of belly laughter, because as I'm doing this, it's coming up to official Belly Laugh Day. And as Fred Allen once said, remember, folks, if you suppress laughter, it goes right to the hips. And so I wanted to let you know of this study at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, that calculated that if you belly laugh 10 to 15 minutes a day, you could burn up to 50 calories a day and lose 4.4 pounds over the span of a year. Now that's something worth laughing over. Until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.